When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
They found a bunch of planets.
Trump's new NASA budget.
Dogs defecate in accordance with Earth's magnetic field.
Emotions that people feel but they can't explain.
Tom DeLonge, he's just been at it again, basically.
Did humans create the Sahara Desert?
Ghosts definitely don't exist, claims Brian Cox.
Hello, and welcome to Weird Tales of the Unexplainable. We've got a weird news episode, so hosting it is me, Bob.
Hello.
And Beef.
Hello.
As always.
No time. Give me no time to say hello.
No time. There's no time, guys. There's too much news.
We're running late because it took us 10 minutes for you to do the intro.
Oh, that as well, but there's too much news.
You didn't even say tiss.
By popular demand. Tiss, sorry, hi. By popular demand, we're back with weird news.
That was, what was that, 9 minutes?
People are literally screaming.
10 minutes, 22 seconds for him to do the intro, probably.
I took a long time to do the intro.
And even then, it was he left tiss out.
Yeah, that'll do.
Anyway,
that's the best we can get.
We've started. Let's go.
Yeah.
It's time for weird news.
It's time for weird news.
Yeah, boy.
It's Tan.
We had Tyler in last week.
Yeah, that was awesome. I was thinking about that. Well, we were talking before we started recording, which feels like forever ago now, about how amazing it was to have him on the show and the tricks that he did. And
it's great.
It was amazing. So thank you, Tyler, once again. That was perfect.
And I'm glad so many people seem to have enjoyed it.
Mm.
For sure.
Yeah, and try and come along to his show on 20th of May in Aylesbury Waterside Theatre, because I'm going to be
there.
Or
the 18th?
I'm definitely going to.
He's 18th and 20th, and he's playing the 19th in Tame as well.
Ooh. Oh, okay.
Yeah. So if you're in I'm going to be at the 20th, it's Saturday. There was less than 100 tickets left when I booked mine the other day, so...
Wow, okay. Get booking.
Yeah.
I seriously recommend going.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely.
Yeah. So, what we got weird news?
What we got?
Well, you guys seem to have the same material before I got here, so...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's old. The thing is, I always think it's old news when we get round to weird news, because it's like, since the last one, it's been like 2 months or something.
I just want to make something really clear. Every time we do weird news, about 2 weeks before we do another weird news, I bookmark something on my phone. I'm like, oh, that'd be perfect.
Yeah.
And then when it comes round to it, like you say, it just feels like, oh, God, we've done this.
Yeah, I've got 4 things, but it's all things... By the way, most of the things I put up are things that people send me on Twitter and stuff. So if there's something that we don't talk about on Weird News, you're like, why didn't they talk about that? Send it to me, because I don't research Weird News. I'm too busy researching my own episodes. So if there's something you want to hear us talk about on Weird News, send it our way. Like, tweet one of us, anything. Send it to the email. Like, we'll get it somehow. But I've got 4 different things.
Sweet. I've got one, but I think it's a real discussion thing.
What, jumping off point, yeah?
Discussion. Yeah, it's yeah.
It's not Kanye, is it?
No,
God, not Kanye again. We're not talking about Kanye again. We're not talking about Sheila again. We're not talking about politics again. Trump, yeah. These are all off the table things.
These
put
about Trump.
A bar.
I haven't even
on
thought
all
of Trump for like a month.
We're not talking about Trump.
I know. I haven't thought about him for a month.
I have.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Stop talking about Trump. Stop.
Sorry.
Right, politics is off the table.
Can I tell you something I saw? This isn't weird news, but it's something I just remembered that I saw.
What?
Do you remember all the pictures we took in Transylvania?
Yeah.
Do you remember the one that Tiss took of me walking away from the car? He like leant out the window and took a picture of me walking away from the car, and you can see my reflection in the back window.
No.
Me in the reflection.
It's different.
It's different.
What?
Like my arms are in different places.
Yeah, yeah.
What?
I don't know.
I showed it to Becca. I was looking through the old Transylvania
pictures. I did it.
I was looking at the Transylvania pictures the other day, because Becca was like, I never saw any of your pictures in Transylvania, by the way. So I showed her, and I was like, holy shit, look at that. And she couldn't get her head around it.
Yeah.
Because in one, my arms are like up, and in the other, my arms are down.
I can't fucking remember.
And my feet are in the opposite, like...
Hang on.
Can we see it again? I've lost them all. I've lost all those photos.
Hang on. Right. Okay. Hang on. Let me...
I found it by going on my Twitter, and I looked on, like, media that I posted, and it was, like, scrolled down to it. But,
I know how I did it.
How did you do it?
It was a panoramic shot.
Oh. Was it?
It was like that explains everything. And then as the time went on, I knew it was something simple, but I knew that when I did it,
less of a mystery because it was blowing my mind. I couldn't understand what was happening.
It's amazing, though. It does look pretty cool.
Yeah. All right. Well, case closed on that one.
I remember doing it and thinking that's sweet, but it was something simple. Otherwise, I would have freaked out at the time. I'd have been like, fucking hell.
I can't remember what photo. I'm going to have a look from
the... It's here.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's a panoramic shot.
Okay.
Double Bobby. Can I make a recommendation?
You can.
I just want to recommend a documentary that I watched recently on Netflix, which is really good. When we're talking about... Oh, God, have I done it again? Or have I recommended something I've recommended before? I've got baby brain, guys.
Go on, I'll tell you.
Definitely not going to cut it out. Patterns of Evidence. Ever talk about that?
I don't think you did.
So me and Rach watched Patterns of Evidence, Exodus, right, on Netflix. And it's talking about how if you talk to archaeologists, they're quite certain they've got the timeline right. If they look at events from the Bible and things like that, and they've written off the Exodus, they're like, it couldn't happen because they're certain of these time frames.
Right.
And it's really, really good. And this guy, he's not a Christian, he goes into it completely open-minded. He's like, well, let's check this out and see if it's true or not. It's really fascinating to see the evidence he comes up with. And there's a lot of evidence that suggests that archaeologists have got the dates wrong, but if they admit they've got the dates wrong, that's their careers changed. Do you remember how we talked about similar things
to that on the Belief episode with Swifty. We talked a bit about that.
It's the same kind of thing, but if I don't know if it'll be on all Netflixes. I don't know where you're listening from, but if you're in the UK, it's definitely there.
And it's called Patterns of Evidence.
Patterns of Evidence, Exodus. Give it a
put
give
it
a watch.
On the blog.
So, and a lot of the David Blaine stuff from last week is also on Netflix.
Yeah, I know.
Loads of it.
I did put some, if you went on the blog post for last week's episode, I did put quite a few cool clips on there of different magic things that we spoke about. But yeah, the David Blaine, I think most of his specials are on Netflix right now in the UK, at least.
Me too.
Yeah. Pretty cool. So what we got news story-wise, then? The planets. Should we just get the planets out of the way?
Let's do planets. I don't know anything about it. Well, no, none of us do. It's big news.
What did they find, Tiersey, with the planets?
I'm trying to find that and also other stuff. But
when you say they...
New planets. NASA, isn't it?
It's
astronomers.
They got the budget confirmed.
Oh, no.
They got, like, $5 billion or something.
Who gave them that?
Astronomical.
Good old Trump.
Good old fucking Trump.
Stop talking about Paul. That's it. Stop.
Elon Musk is, quotations, not smiling over Trump's new NASA budget.
How much was it?
What, it got cut or improved?
Improved.
Yeah, that's what I thought, because NASA's budget was through the floor before.
Giving NASA more than $19.5 billion in funding, as well as an ultimatum.
So that doesn't sound like a lot when I think about how expensive space programs are.
Well, it got cut to almost like unusable completely, like the NASA budget. In recent years, because it was just like there's too much more important things to pay for.
Is that why a British astronaut went up last year? Because it's just like we can't afford to send any Americans up. So
maybe.
Right. So tell us more about these planets. I've not heard anything about.
They found a bunch of planets,
right,
that are like Earth. Right? Am I right about this?
Yeah. Okay. So new planets.
What?
They found life-bearing planets.
That's right.
Habitable zones.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Awesome.
Hell, this is how old the news is. It's not even on like the top thing.
Well, I've got one from the 15th of Feb, which I think might be different. I think. Astronomers find 60 new planets, including a super Earth.
Megadesk. 7 Earth-like planets recently discovered by NASA. That was it.
Yeah.
Okay. Whereabouts are they? Do we know?
Past Mars.
In the TRAPPIST-1 system.
Okay, cool.
All right.
I'll pop over and have a look at the weekend.
Awesome, we're going in our SUV. Pack it up to the roof.
doesn't really give a lot of information about them.
Yeah, it's like one of them news stories that was massive and then went, and well, we were too late to the party.
NASA announced it, and everyone people lost their shit over it. From space.
Yeah. Really? I feel like this kind of stuff, if maybe this is why I didn't really notice it, because the universe is frigging massive. Yeah. So they're going to find stuff like that.
That's what I mean. It's like, oh my God, they exist. It's like, of course they fucking exist.
And like, well, yeah, there will be other Earth-like planets.
Just because we find them doesn't mean they didn't exist before.
You know, I don't think people can ever fathom how big even our solar system is.
If a planet spins in the solar system and we don't discover it, does it spin?
Is it spinning?
Ooh, maybe.
Wow. Maybe.
Okay, well, should we drop the planets then? Because none of us are getting excited about it.
Well, no, it's not that I'm not getting excited about it. That's what I kind of expect. I expect there to be planets that are like ours.
My first thought was, we can't even look after this one.
Here we go.
Here we go again.
Just saying.
Well, give it to the animals. They'll do a better job.
They fucking would, mate. They fucking would.
Right, okay.
I put it to you that you could go to another planet just like ours and it would be in a worse state than this.
By who?
How?
Who did it?
How can you?
How would it be worse?
Wait a minute.
What? The monkeys?
Well, why would it necessarily mean it's in a better shape?
Who's running it?
Other humans.
Well, there's another Trump out there. Don't think so.
Do not think so.
Stop talking about Trump. Stop talking
okay,
about Trump.
Okay, let me change the subject. Dogs defecate.
Can't get through that sentence.
Yeah, this is big news. Forget right. The planets.
Okay.
Dogs defecate in accordance with Earth's magnetic field. Research finds.
What? This is worse than the woman
like
that
astrology.
Set her... Do you remember when I told you about the woman who set her fanny on fire? This is worse now.
No. Because that was ridiculous. That was so off topic.
Did that.
At least that's got us through that.
That was on the first level weird news as well. Like, yeah. He was like, right, going in for a bang.
It's like show and tell and someone brings in like the wrong thing. Like, there's no wrong answers apart from setting your fanny on fire. That was
all nice. Yeah, dogs. So I love that a listener sent
so
me this.
Your dog has shat all over.
Is that astrology then?
A scientific study has revealed that dogs adapt their excremental habits to align with the planet's geomagnetic field.
Amazing.
Why? Here's how they worked it out. And I love.
Is this how the dogs worked it out?
Can I just turn this page to you to show you the image they've used at the top of this news article?
Right. It's like just
and this is The Guardian. This is a reputable newspaper. Yeah.
For the listeners, it's a Labrador squatting over some leaves.
For the listeners, you'll see it, because the picture I'm going to use as the banner image for this episode.
Amazing.
Because it sums up weird news. Okay, here's how they did it. For years, scientists have known that several species spontaneously align their bodies with the Earth's magnetic field when engaging in certain behaviours. Now, a team of 12 scientists from universities in Germany and the Czech Republic have come together in a unique study that observed 37 breeds of dog over a two-year period, exactly 1,893 defecations and 5,582 urinations later, the team reached one incredible finding. Dogs prefer to excrete.
They can't prove that. How can you prove?
Listen, mate. They've
dogs
done it.
They prefer.
They've seen a dog having a shit more than you've had on dinner.
It's not even like the proof. The evidence actually proved that they liked that they did it. It was like they prefer doing it though.
They prefer doing
yeah.
it.
What? They can't. Wait, do
they don't
that.
Have to do it, but they prefer it. What? They're fucking happier.
Well, this is the statement.
They walk away and smile.
Dogs preferred to excrete with the body being aligned along the north-south axis.
Bullcrap.
But how did they judge whether they liked it or not?
Yeah.
Before you grab your schnauzer and a clipboard, here's how the scientists worked it out.
Okay.
Go on then.
See, they're answering all your questions.
I nearly grabbed my schnauzer and a clipboard then.
Method. In open fields, away from man-made structures and off the leash, the alignment of dog spines was recorded using a handheld compass.
Oh, God.
It's such ridiculous.
Up close and personal.
The breed of dog, its sex, age, body mass, and condition were recorded as well as the date, time, and location. We've included a sample of the male dog's behaviour here. It's impossible to say what was wrong with M07 or someone went against the grain. So all the charts and that, this is going to be on the blog if you really are interested in looking at these charts. The researchers then monitored the proportion of those urinations and defecations that were aligned with the Earth's north-south axis. Results, dogs join cattle, deer, red foxes, coyotes and grey wolves as yet another mammal to have a mechanism of magnetoreception. So there you go.
So what does this, like, what does this mean? I don't understand what this means.
So those animals
mean
are sensitive to electromagnetic fields, that's what you're saying.
Although their altered behaviour was only evident under calm conditions, it's still a breakthrough in demonstrating measurable, predictable changes in dog behaviour in response to the Earth's magnetic field. And before you go pointing any fingers, this isn't made up. Although, I'm not getting defensive.
And before you tell me I'm a liar,
I'm not.
And you can find, you can see some of their findings for yourself here.
Oh, God.
There's another link. So if you're really interested in this dog shitting shit...
dog shitting shit.
The link will be on the blog. That's from theguardian.com.
Stinks. Wow. Stinks to high heaven to me.
Yeah.
It's a weird...
The one thing they can't quantify... Yeah, the one thing they can't quantify is a dog preferring to shit one place and not
what,
the other.
What it prefers.
Yeah. That is crap.
Yeah.
It's definitely a weird news story.
Yeah. Ah. So you said there was a shit... You said it was a crap one for me, a bad one for me to bring to the table. But now you're like, it's definitely a weird news story.
Definitely a weird news story, yeah. It's definitely on a similar tone to the sort of
it's just classic scientists.
Just classic weird news.
Like, oh, well, this obviously proves
who gave them the funding for that?
Well,
someone got paid to do that.
This is what I'm surprised. When I read it, I was like, who's wasting their time doing that? And I was like, Germany? That doesn't seem like something that Germany would waste their time on.
Wow. I mean, I don't want to do the classic, like, oh, they haven't solved cancer, so... But
they haven't, solved cancer, stop measuring their dog shit.
Yeah,
really?
Well, not even just that, just like...
Put all your funding... I guarantee if every government in the world put all their funding to scientists to just nail one thing, let's say it's cancer...
They can't even cure the common cold.
Yeah, but...
I'll take that over
who's
cancer.
Who's saying they want to cure cancer, man?
Ooh, he's got him by the thin and curly's there.
We all know the American government administered AIDS in the first place, so, you know, cancer was probably just phase two.
Probably.
And we all know that the bureaucrats get the tablets that, you know, cure cancer on a daily basis. You just pop it
yeah,
in.
Yeah.
It's like...
Marijuana.
Yeah.
All right, okay, cool. Has anyone got any other weird news stories?
Oh, I've got fucking loads.
Oh, great.
Go on, then.
I've got two left, so I'll come back to me in a minute.
I saw one... I don't know where I saw it the other day, but I just saw it as I was just reading now as well.
All right, okay.
Did humans create the Sahara Desert?
Go on.
So, there's a scientist that's now...
By the way, my answer is no, but go on.
Well, not created it, like, intentionally.
Right.
But through climate change.
From blowing up loads of rocks.
So rather than saying it's...
Sahara Desert isn't that new, though.
They're saying...
Like, climate change is newer than the Sahara Desert.
Yeah.
10,000 years ago.
Yeah, that wasn't really...
We weren't doing anything that would have ruined the climate back
may
then.
Have played an active role in its desertification.
Nah.
straight away.
Rubs.
Not having it. Yeah, rubs. I forgot we're doing real rubs.
In East Asia, there are long-established theories of how Neolithic populations changed the landscape so profoundly that monsoons stopped penetrating so far inland. So that would speed up desertification
no.
of somewhere.
No.
You sure?
Rubs. No, rubs. Can I tell you why?
Are you sure?
Can I tell you why?
Why?
Go on.
Because humans, for... thousands and thousands and millions of years cope with the adversity around them, right?
Mm.
If they want to get away from monsoons, they just move.
Mm.
That's how humans adapt to their surroundings. You just move away from the adversity.
People live in rough places.
No, they do, but
yeah.
The Sahara Desert is massive.
Mm.
No.
Yeah, I'm calling rubs on that.
That is rubs, mate, all over that. Do you like it? Do you prefer this one, then?
Do I believe
do you like
I,
it?
You like it?
Do you?
I am.
Do you like it?
I think it's real.
Yeah.
I think the Sahara Desert is man-made.
2v1, mate. It's really wrong.
I think.
Mate, the Sahara Desert's too big.
I think it was built by an ancient civilization.
Do you actually?
No. Well, they got all their bags from Wix or something.
Yeah. Or Travis. Or all of them.
All of them.
Cuts for his drink.
It was just merchant's place. Oh, I did it.
Oh.
So casually, yeah, Travis. All of them.
stupid. It's such a stupid thing to say.
I just rolled with it.
Or the pause, what got me? Or yeah. All of them.
It's like, God. At that point, he realised just how much sound would be needed. He's like, they probably all need to band together and like.
Just all of them.
Yeah, man.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Is there a link between climate change and diabetes?
No.
They try and find links in things.
Oh. Rubs.
Just leave
viruses
it.
Viruses created selectively leave affect it. Tumour cells.
Tom DeLong.
Oh, he's back again.
Back again.
Again. I swear, back. Like, I Tom am DeLong. Like... If something comes up in in the public eye about Tom DeLong, if Tom DeLong's name is mentioned anywhere, everyone is instantly like, I'll pop like this. I get every bit of Tom DeLong news.
Yeah.
But, yeah, okay. He's just been at it again, basically.
So last I heard, every story is the same. Every story is like, so he's been talking to the government about aliens. In the last
he got an award.
For what? Being in Blink-182.
That was it. Okay. Tom DeLong was deemed UFO Researcher of the Year.
Fucking hell. Who else was in the running?
You know what I mean? If I had the money that he has to put towards a project, I'd probably be able to make it a pretty good project. That's not fair.
It's actually not as insane as you think it would be. Despite his saying that the WikiLeaks business last year proved that he was on, quote, some serious shit. But in case you doubted said seriousness, here are his credentials.
The Researcher of the Year. Some serious shit. Yeah. That was his...
I'm just like you guys. I spent 20 years up all night reading about Roswell, Dulce, Serpo, Churchill, the crashes here, Nazis Churchill. Building craft there, Antarctica, what's on Mars, what's on the back of the moon, anomalous structures. I mean, I've done it all. I know it all.
Fucking hell.
He's lost the plot. He's
maybe,
gone,
maybe
he's gone a bit.
Pod.
He's gone a bit sheer.
I thought we weren't going to mention him again.
Wait, I love him.
I've got his acceptance speech here.
Oh, I want to hear this.
Oh, God, it's 8 minutes long.
Oh, okay. Let's.
The 2017 presidential campaign is finally over.
This isn't it. Where's his acceptance speech? Oh, here we go. It's in amongst this video. You have to watch 6 minutes of bollocks first.
UFO Researcher of the Year Award.
Hello. I'm Tom DeLong, and I want to say thank you for acknowledging some of the hard work I've been putting into some subject matter that concerns us all and that you're passionate about, just like I.
Just like
I. It's been a crazy whirlwind of a year or two. There's a lot that I can't say, but there's some that I can. And I'm so appreciative that I've been acknowledged for this stuff, but I'm not done. I'm just like you guys. I've spent 20 years That's up it. All night reading about Roswell, Dulce, Serpo, Churchill, the crashes here, Nazis building. I mean, I've done it all. I know it all. I read all the same authors as you guys, hundreds of books. I look at all the same sites. I listen to all the coast-to-coast stuff that you guys do. I'm the same. I kind of used...
What?
Well, first of all, he fucking gives himself a pat on the back. Thanks, everyone, for acknowledging the fucking awesome work I've been doing.
Yeah?
And then he says...
Fuck off.
It's exactly the same as everyone else.
I'm just like you guys. I'm not like a superstar or anything. I'm just a normal guy, like you fucking normal people.
Yeah, but the
like,
point what? Was he got to use his, like, fame
yeah.
to get noticed more and actually get somewhere with some of this stuff.
Also,
yeah, but
isn't his big thing about this that he wants to make all of this open?
Yeah, he's in
so
contact with
some
dude.
The government from keeping things secret and quiet. Yeah. He's like, I've got some stuff.
He's working on stuff, though.
Some I can't say.
Yeah, but like DiCaprio doesn't go, oh, thanks everyone for like recognising that I'm like, look, you know, talking about the planet.
Well done, everyone. Well done.
Planet.
You knew I was good.
Yeah, he just goes, the fucking planet. And that's it. If people say, oh, thank you, it's like, no, don't thank me. Thank you just save the planet.
Mm.
I just fucking hate that. That's arrogance, man.
Well, if you want to... I'm going to play... His speech goes on for a few more minutes.
Yeah, fucking right it does. He's so arrogant.
If you want to listen...
It goes on for like 10 minutes.
If you want to listen to more of his speech, the whole thing will be on the blog. It's obviously upset Tissy.
It's like I said to you, when we went to see...
It sounded very...
Foos, and they were supporting... It was the same, just like...
You said it was the ravings of a lunatic.
Hey, man, like, I'm so happy that I got to do this stuff because, man, like, I'm just doing the best work. And I'm so happy that everyone acknowledges that now.
because I'm the one that's laughing now.
But he started
all those
off
kids
right,
at
so
school that picked on me for reading those books. Look at me now. Thanks for acknowledging. I'm just the same as you guys, after all.
I think he's on sign. I'm going to keep watching while I am watching, whether I want it or not. I'm watching his something. Career because everyone sends it to me. But
his
yeah,
speech
on.
When we went to see the Foos, he started off, and I reckon he must have got so much applause from his opening sentence in the States. I reckon like he must have gone all over the world or to, you know, and got so much applause. He came to Britain and his opening sentence was just 9/11 guys. We all just to nothing, to total silence.
Well, he just shouted 9/11 guys.
And then he just went on some ramble about aliens and 9/11 and like terrorists.
Did aliens do 9/11?
No, that's
is that a UFO?
No, but he was going from like in that he was going from like Churchill to this to that.
Yeah, but it's all linked.
It's like
it's all linked.
It's not all linked.
It's all linked in his head.
Links. Bloody links.
All right, okay. I won't pick up Tom DeLonge again.
Anything he says, I think the opposite.
No, you can't. I think you hate Tom DeLonge.
You've gone against
him. In the way
him.
That I hate you.
Oh, mate, that's just so arrogant, isn't it?
Sounds all right.
When
to
someone
me.
Gets a fucking. Nah, man, that's not cool.
So when we win the British Podcast Awards, you'll be more gracious?
No, I'll just be like, it's not me that gets this fucking award, it's just the people who listen. It's not even an award. It's
oh,
just
you can't
whatever.
Say that. That is such an arsewipe thing to say.
No, but I don't even like
this
awards.
Is for you guys.
Oh,
this is for you guys.
We fucking
I
did it.
I don't understand awards. I don't understand.
Yeah, they didn't come here every week and record for 2 hours.
I yeah, genuinely for free. Hate awards. If we have a Patreon, do you want to... No, I'll do that at the end.
Yeah, I don't like awards. I don't understand.
Oh, right. Well, I shouldn't have ended it then.
No, I just won't go.
I'm not... Well, I think we've lost our chance to go. I think you have to... It's, like, really annoying. You have to, like, book your tickets to the ceremony before you even know if you're, like, in the running.
And then what? Like, what do we get? Like...
Yeah, recognition.
Someone saying, oh, you've got the best podcast, but it doesn't even mean anything, and I'm going to still...
Yeah, we already know it's the
anyway.
Best.
Well, it's...
How are you supposed to...
It's whatever it is.
It's subjective, so much that you pay for your ticket.
Some people... This still blows my mind. We're some people's favourite podcast.
Yeah.
But then some people
and
like...
I love those
things.
People. And I don't care about anyone else.
Yeah. All right. Okay, well, I won't
fans
be on Tom DeLonge
forever.
For a while. Carry
no,
on.
I don't mind Tom DeLonge.
I okay. do. I do right. mind him.
You didn't before. That speech has just driven the wall.
It drives me nuts when people
funny
do that.
What pushes him
like,
over
oh,
the
yeah. Thank you so much for acknowledging my hard work. Like, why should anyone acknowledge someone else's
He didn't say
hard work?
Mine. He said our hard work.
No, he said mine.
Okay.
All right. He definitely meant me.
Now for something DeLonge. Completely different.
Okay.
He's working so hard, man. Just give him a break.
Go on, Beef. Like, change the subject, please.
All that
please.
Money he's got in the bank. Different. He's working so fucking hard for it.
Please change the subject, right. Beef.
So this is the only one I've got, but I think it's pretty
so
interesting.
Hard, man. So hard.
Okay.
So this is a list of... I'm not going to go through all of them, because there's 23 emotions that people feel, but they can't explain.
Right.
And I read this. It's come from an article. No, it's quite interesting. It's come through...
No, it's gorgeous. Okay.
No, it came through on one of my like my feed a few weeks ago, and I thought, oh, that's quite... So, for example, I'm gonna
we've got to say if we actually have ever filled these.
I'm going to read these out, and you're going to be... And you're going to say, oh, yeah, no, that, yeah, I've
right,
had
we'll
that.
We'll see. We'll see.
So, apparently, here we go. The first one, Sonder... is the realisation that each passerby has a life as vivid and complex as your own.
Right.
So, for example, I get this sometimes when I'm on a bus, and I sit there and I like look at someone across the aisle and think, I wonder what they're doing tonight. And just think, whoa, they've got like families and all this stuff going on. You never know what people are going through as well. They might have had someone in their family die recently or like...
Yeah. I don't really ever think about other people.
Do you not think about that? Do you not look at a passerby and think
maybe.
That you're not the only one that has... Like, because we get so focused on our own lives.
Yeah.
No?
Do you think about other people's lives?
Not massively. Not really. I'm too busy with my own.
Yeah, I've got a lot going on in my life at the moment.
Like,
God, he's so self-centred, the both
I guess like, I think about other people... No, I don't really think about other people's lives. No,
I don't even think about my friends. I don't even sit there and think, I wonder what Tiss is up to.
It's not thinking about their lives. It's like a sudden realization
You guys can kiss my ass.
So what? No, carry on.
You can kiss my ass.
I want to understand.
We didn't like one of them. He's 23, and we didn't like one of them. He's like, you can kiss my ass.
I want to hear the proper explanation.
Yeah, I want to hear some proper.
The
ones,
realization. Yeah. So you guys are thinking it's like it's not talking about someone else's life. It's the realization that of how complex life is.
Oh yeah, for yeah. All it's nuts.
Like it's not. It's not just.
Yeah, but for someone else's life is what you're saying. It's like you've like you said, if you sit on a bus and you see someone every now and then, you might look over and be like. Well, they've got a life as like complex and all this stuff as I do. All right, so you do have that.
So you do do it.
That's what we meant.
I do that. Yeah, yeah.
All right.
Yeah, sometimes I do. I go like, I'm like fucking hell. Like, yeah, but I stop from thinking about my complex life just for a second to go, fucking hell. Everyone's got mental lives, and then you try and picture like what they do, what they got going on.
Fucking hell, everyone's got mental lives. Give us another one then.
I'm gonna give you another one. Okay, so Canopsia is the eerie, forlorn atmosphere of a place that is usually bustling with people, but is now abandoned and quiet.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's like when you're in an old warehouse or something. I love them places. Well, I love seeking them places out.
Well, there was a time we went to... we've been in Camden a few times, and like you were in there during the day, and then we went out for a meal, and then came out, and it was completely deserted.
Yeah,
like,
it's creepy.
It's really weird, yeah.
Because you just never, you're not used to seeing them places. Well, the underground. If you're in London late and you have to get you're in a weird part of the city, you got to get a late train to some other part of the city, and you're the only one getting on it. You're like fucking hell. Like, and it's always round down here. This is fucking weird.
Yeah. Exactly.
That's creepy.
Juska.
Well, who made the names up for these?
Juska.
Who made up happiness and?
Yeah, but these are like notions that someone said like. Hey, look, these are weird feelings that you might have. We're going to give them a name. And they just sat down and made up 23 names, and they're all so weird.
I don't know, but I'm glad someone has made a name to them. Okay. Because people don't talk to
them. I won't remember any of them, though.
No, of course you won't. I'll put it on the blog, and then everyone will remember.
Okay.
Juska is a hypothetical conversation that you compulsively play out in your head. So,
go elaborate.
I was trying to think of an example of this, and I think it means, like, when you're anticipating a conversation that you're going to have in the day, you play it through in your head to... I hate that this is going to be my example, but Limmy, series one, Mr. Mulvaney, when he's going through his head, like when he thinks he's stolen something and he's going to get caught and he goes through and then he's like,
do you ever do it out loud like he does?
Not out loud.
I do. I'm mad. I talk to myself in the car. Like if I'm driving around, I literally talk to myself.
I don't drive around.
Sometimes do if I need it.
I'll if we're doing Weird Tales that night. And I'm like, okay, so how am I going to start the episode? And I'll be driving along and I'll be like, hello, you're listening to Weird Tales. And I'm literally talking out loud.
Really?
Yeah, and then I'll be like, oh, and then I'll do that, and then I'll do that, and then I'll go into that bit. And I'll literally have conversations. Or if I have an idea, like in my head, sometimes I need to say an idea out loud to know if it's good. Say I was thinking of doing a project, and it was a sort of project that involved like verbalism. Say, for example, I'm not actually going to do this, but say I was planning a new podcast. And the podcast was called like Prairie Dog and Chips. I would drive along and I'd like, I have to say it out loud to see if it actually sounded good. So I'll be like, hello, you're listening to Prairie Dog and Chips with me. I would like play out like a hypothetical part. This is mad.
Is that like when I used to think of song names and album names when I'd think like Zane Lowe announcing it on?
Yeah. You would always think of Woolworths.
That's it, yeah.
Yeah, or the new album.
New album from blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, yeah. Sock Hands, the new album.
Yeah. I'd always imagine.
You'd have to know if it was a good album by having to say it like they wouldn't on an advert, yeah.
Yeah.
Right, give us another one then. Chuck another one, aren't we?
Let me see. Okay, chrysalism is the amniotic tranquility of being indoors during a thunderstorm.
Mm-hmm.
I love that.
That's quite cool. Or Velikor, the strange wistfulness of used bookshops. I looked into this a bit more, and it's like that feeling you get when you're in an old bookshop, and it's just piles of books everywhere. It's like a coat, like
good energy.
It's like a coziness, but you're like, oh,
well, I went to an amazing one. It was in Edinburgh. It was fucking amazing. So like you imagine like an old bookshop, like so higgledy piggledy.
Yeah. Well, I told you guys before, one of my favourite bookshops in the world was in Wellington.
Yeah.
New Zealand.
Oh, yeah,
just,
yeah,
it
yeah.
was classic, like black books, just yeah, a yeah. mess. Like, you can't, you're like treading over books and things, and yeah. Let's find.
You've been south of Edinburgh.
What?
South of Edinburgh.
Why? What are you going to do? What are you going to say?
No, I was just...
What,
was,
England?
Yeah. No, no, south of Edinburgh. Neckenburgh.
Oh, my days.
That's really bad. I don't even think my horses are going to get with me.
Really, really bad.
That's just under Nosenborough.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
It's really bad, isn't it? It's really bad.
Sorry.
Rubitosis, the unsettling awareness of your own heartbeat. So I've had this, like, sometimes where I've, like, if I'm in a bath,
in the bath, yeah,
and you put your head under your
heart. It's not unsettling, though.
Well, it might
I don't find it unsettling.
I'll go for a last one. Vomadalen.
Right.
Is the frustration of photographic... God, this is bad grammar. Sorry. The frustration of photographing something amazing when thousands of identical photos already exist. So, like...
I hate that.
Yeah. So when I took a picture of Bran Castle,
right.
I was like, that's a great picture, but... So
I don't take pictures of things like that. I hate it. When we're on holiday and Becca starts taking pictures of things, I'm like, I could Google and get exactly the same picture as that.
Yeah, but I'd get a different angle of the picture.
Like, every angle of the Eiffel Tower exists.
No.
It's the... I'll tell you what I hate is when you get the picture of everyone getting the picture outside the Tower of Pisa like that.
Yeah,
like leaning, you're like, oh, come on.
I always do it when we're on holiday, me and Becca.
You have to like...
Not that, but I always do the one, you know, when to annoy her because it's so shit. If something's behind us, I'll always go like that, like I'm holding it.
Yeah.
But I always do it so I'm like off, like it'll be like there, and I'm like... So I might put together a blog of just all the images of me doing that.
Yeah. I thought that was... bit different, quite interesting. Yeah, interesting.
I never understand photos where it's just like two people in front of like a landmark, like it's like proof we went
here. Yeah, well that's what I find so that's awesome. Why I find weird about Facebook.
I think it's like when cameras first came out to the public, people just didn't know what to do with them. They weren't like creative with them, so they were just like, oh, we'll just get a photo of us.
Started taking pictures of their cocks.
No, that's what
instantly.
Wedding cameras
are.
Oh, do you reckon?
Well, people start to, how many cameras were built before someone took a picture of themselves having sex? Like the first camera.
Would have been
the
like,
guy who invented the camera was like, oh, it's such a good invention.
Is it that popular?
Darling, calm down here quickly.
Well, I wouldn't do that.
Yeah, you would.
I wouldn't.
What? Take a picture of yourself having sex?
Yeah.
No, I wouldn't.
Not if it was the last camera.
Like, I feel like Beef might have, because he was like, yeah, you would. Yeah, come on, we'll do it.
No,
I don't like that.
Couldn't get the angle right.
I don't want to see myself naked.
No. I'm too busy.
If I walk past a mirror and I've got no clothes on, it's like, avert my eyes.
Avert my eyes.
I've taken a picture of my ass.
Well, just to see what it looked like.
No, my brother's phone.
Oh, right, yeah.
Amazing. But it's the background.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you remember when...
No. What? Oh, wait.
No.
What?
No. One time opened up the photos, first image was...
I'm never going to get that out of my fucking head.
Well, I have to cut all this because I can't have this going out.
No, you can't have that going out.
That's mental, isn't it?
Oh.
Yeah, it was awful.
Oh.
Yeah, there we go. I don't know what got us onto that.
Pictures.
Oh, people taking pictures and having sex, yeah. Like so it's not for me. If it is, cool. But it's not for me.
It's not for me.
I'd never want to see myself have sex.
No.
I have done. In a mirror. Not intentionally, not like I was like, bleh. But I've stayed in hotels that have like a big mirror on the wall, and it's kind of just alarming to like catch yourself in the mirror.
Yeah.
And be like, oh God, I never knew that.
It's also like
see a mole on us. We'll never know about that.
God. I think it would like not be shocking, but you'd be like you'd look stupid.
Shocking.
You'd look stupid.
I don't know.
Yeah, I felt stupid. Anyway,
like it would look sexy. You just like. Mm.
Do you want one more story before we wrap up weird news? Then
let's do it.
Ghosts definitely don't exist because otherwise the Large Hadron Collider would have found them. Claims Brian Cox.
What do you mean?
There is no space in the world for spirits to inhabit.
What do you mean? Elaborate.
Oh, well, that's what I thought, but I've got him as a minute clip here where he actually explains what he means. I haven't listened to it yet, so we'll see.
He's so matter-of-fact, though, isn't
he? Yeah.
It fucking annoys me.
Well, we'll see.
Like, he's smart, don't get me wrong.
My dad hates him. He's always moaning about him at work. But here we go.
There's another emotion. Is hating someone but not really feeling like you have a reason to hate them.
Cocks. Oh, what's that basically?
I was saying that's another emotion that's not on there, but I was thinking of, I was like, where you get some people that just hate someone but they can't explain
why. Yeah, some people just don't like.
Wernstrom. Yours is Phil Tufnell.
No, not Phil Tufnell.
Phil Tufnell? He's alright.
Phil Jupiter.
No. Oh, God, what's his name? There's two people I really hate.
Phil McCracken.
Richard Madeley, I cannot stand.
Richard Madeley?
Yeah, Rich and Judy.
Okay.
And Alan Titchmarsh. Might be who you're thinking of.
Right. Titchmarsh is a fucking idiot.
He talks matter-of-factly as well.
Oh, he does.
He'll be like, about things he doesn't understand.
Yeah. Like video games. There's a show
he did about video games, which is the reason I hate him. And I've seen other things where I'm like, oh god, I've confirmed it. Yeah, it was the most badly researched thing, and all the audience was just old people going, he's right! And it was like, what? And there was a games journalist on there, and he didn't stand a chance. He was like, there's loads of brilliant games that are really like good for kids' creativity. And he's like, there's a game called Minecraft, and like, Little Big Planet, where you can create and it's like friendly and you can play with your parents. And he was just like talking over him like, what about Call of Warfare? And he was literally saying like that badly, like the names and stuff. He was like, what about Call of Warfare Black Warfare Volume 4? It was like that badly said. And it was like, oh, and the guy was just like, oh, I fucking give up. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Anyway, let's see what Cox has to say.
His fucking voice is well annoying as well.
Who, Cox?
Yeah.
Mine is Stephen Mulhern.
His voice.
Oh, you don't like Mulhern?
I can't stand Stephen Mulhern.
Let's see, I've got like no opinion on him.
Cox, I don't know why Cox. Though.
I can't watch any documentaries with Cox because it just fucking. The universe is expanding at an amazing rate.
Right, here we go then. This is why ghosts can't exist.
Okay.
This is on the Infinite Monkey Cage, which is Robin Ince's podcast.
Literally, like.
Some sort of pattern that carries information about our living cells to persist, then we must specify precisely what medium carries that pattern and how it interacts with the matter particles out of which our bodies are made. We must, in other words, invent an extension to the standard model of particle physics that has escaped detection at the Large Hadron Collider. That's almost inconceivable at the energy scales typical of the particle interactions in our bodies, and so we need not discuss this further. Does anybody object to that at all? No? Excellent.
Carry on. What a prick. Well, for the purposes of balance, Brian, I'm sensing that maybe someone over there is perhaps they've got had a spiritual sense or they had a father who liked cheese.
So, Brian, if I understand what you said, what you just declared, you just asserted that CERN, the European Center for Nuclear Research, disproved the existence of ghosts.
Yes.
Okay. Just...
that because was the main reason I think it was built. I think that was the first way. Yeah.
What a prick.
What a prick.
It was a bit up his own arse, wasn't it?
It was
so smugly delivered.
Let me make something really clear, because we've had people get stressed out about us banging on about science and scientists before, right? But little thing. I love science, okay? When I look at the most watched stuff I have on my Netflix account, it's all scientific documentaries. That is the one thing I hate, however, about scientific research, is the close-minded, like, basically his own agenda is ghosts are bullshit, and he's like, oh, this is why it's bullshit. And it's like, there's the best thing about science, the reason that I love science is that it's all encompassing and it expands all the time, and it's always adopting new opinions and taking them on and researching even further. So I don't know how you can conclusively say this is, you know, whatever. It just seems mad.
I just found his delivery too smug. Yeah, I just found it too smug.
Having said that, I don't think I believe in ghosts.
No,
I don't know. I'm not ruling it out. Like, it's too smug.
Fucking winds me up.
Douchebag.
Because he didn't put it in layman terms at all.
He was trying to use big words.
He wanted to use big words to make him look fucking big.
And he even, like, said that thing. Does anyone object? No, because he's like knew that half people didn't understand what he was saying.
Yeah.
Like, you can't object because you don't even understand it.
Exactly.
Anyway, we're going to have to wind down the show because we've been going for a while. So, thanks for listening to Weird News.
If a guy talks on a show and no one understands him, does he say anything at all?
I don't know.
Exactly.
Where can people contact us if they want to say something?
Oh, goodly.
Oh. WeirdTalesUnexplainable.com.
Sorry, segue, not
leave. If you go on WeirdTalesUnexplainable.com, you can find everything on there. You can find our Twitter handles, you can contact us, you can find the episodes, you can find all sorts. It's all on there. If you specifically just want to get in contact with us via email, it's unexplainableuk@mail.com. Wow, doesn't the website make all that easier?
It really does. Just go on the website, it's all there.
It's all there.
Add us on social media, guys. We've got loads of listeners and yeah. none of you follow us on
yeah,
social
Sala
media.
Yeah, Sala pointed out last
sort
week.
Sort it out.
Yeah, facebook.com/WeirdTalesUnexplainable. Oh, and the other thing is, we are thinking of setting up a Patreon soon. Just to give us some funds so we can actually pay for some stuff, like this old mic stand, which is rattling away. So if you're interested in maybe donating to a Patreon, if we set it up, just let us know so we know sort of if it's worth doing, and then let us know what sort of rewards you would want for like higher tiers or whatever. And you can, I don't know if you want to pay per episode, per month, just chuck a few things my way so I know where to go. And review us on iTunes, please. That really helps. Listener of the week. I got one.
Good.
A guy called Christian,
mm-hmm.
with a K.
Mm-hmm.
All right. That's his iTunes name, Christian McKay.
Okay. Sweet.
He left us a really nice review on iTunes, and he also sent a really nice email. Basically, he was going through some tough times recently, and it's one of them emails, you know, where it's really humbling, and you know, listening to the show, making him just us making him smile with our ridiculous waffle, just helped lighten him up, and he was having a pretty shitty time.
Mm.
So, listener of the week, Christian with a K.
Do you know who else was having a pretty shitty time?
Me.
Those German scientists when they were watching Dogs and Shit.
Right, okay.
Thank you, Christian. Thanks for listening.
Yeah,
get
thank
in touch.
You, man. Glad it helped.
Okay. Oh, and I just wanted to lay out what's going on with the show. There's going to be some changes to the show soon. Tiss is moving house like this weekend. And obviously, you know, Beef's got a babe on the way.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got my own issues going on this year with I don't know what the fuck. So it's all up in the air. We're not going to stop doing the show, promise. But there might be some adjustments into the way it comes out or what happens. So we're just trying to work that out. For the meantime, we're recording two episodes tonight, and I recorded an extra one yesterday. So we've got the next 3 weeks all pre-recorded, all planned. So that'll give us time to work out what's going on. So you're going to have a little bit of fluff for the next few weeks, but you will be getting stuff. And then when we come back in 4 weeks' time, with whatever episode that is, we'll give you more of an idea of what's actually going to happen in the future with the show. But it's still continuing. Don't worry, we're not going anywhere. Just wanted to clear that up. And next week, you got fun. Guys, do you know what I'm doing next week?
No.
I met up with James, my cousin.
Yeah, I knew you were in London, yes.
Yeah, I did the walking tour in Weymouth.
Yeah.
He was in London, and I had a free day off. And he said, do you want to come down and see me? And I said, do you fancy going to some weird places with me? He said, yeah, so... drop of a hat, we had like a bit of a weird walking tour.
Oh, cool.
Of some places, and I did a little bit of like we did with Weird Weymouth. I've done a bit of a weird London, but there's so many weird places.
Is that where you get drunk and walk around?
No, we didn't get drunk, I promise. We had one pint. You hear us have one pint.
We had one pint.
You hear us have one pint. This is
that's bollocks, Mark.
this is on top. This is better than Weird Weymouth. I haven't gone through the audio yet, but in my eyes, it felt better than Weird Weymouth. But there's so much stuff in London that I need another two visits at least to see some of the sites there. So I know us three have at least got one visit planned for London for something very specific.
Mm-hmm.
And then I've probably got another episode's worth, either of you guys or whoever's around, to do some other locations. But yeah, if you want to hear me and James walking around London, that's what we've got next week. And then, yeah, we're recording another one right now for the week after. So let's get on with it.
Boom.
See you later.
Bye. So I never say...
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.